to the point. Most other Christians use the cross as the symbol of their faith. Why don't members of the church wear crosses? The fact that our church doesn't use the cross does set us apart from other Christians, so why don't we use it? President Gordon B. Hinckley once answered this question in this way: "For us, the cross is the symbol of the dying Christ, while our message is a declaration of the living Christ. The lives of our people must become the most meaningful expression of our faith, and in fact, therefore, the symbol of our worship. Because our Savior lives, we do not use the symbol of His death as the symbol of our faith. But what shall we use? No sign, no work of art, no representation of form is adequate to express the glory and the wonder of the living Christ. He told us what that symbol should be when He said, 'If you love Me, keep My commandments.'" John chapter 14, verse 15. The symbol of our faith, and sign, April 2005, pages 3 and 6. Is it okay to have a crush? Crushes are natural. It's normal to like someone and even to feel strongly attracted to that person. But don't obsess over someone, thinking about him or her all the time, especially if you're not old enough to date. And even if you are old enough to date, don't center your romantic feelings so strongly around one person while you're in your teens. That can be unhealthy and sometimes dangerous. As President Gordon B. Hinckley said, "The Lord has made us attractive one to another for a great purpose. But this very attraction becomes as a powder keg unless it is kept under control." A Prophet's Counsel and Prayer for Youth, New Era, January 2001, page 13. Focusing too much on a romantic interest in one person could get in the way of the fun and positive experiences you can have as a teen as you form friendships with a variety of people and get to know them in a variety of settings, including group dates and church activities. See For the Strength of Youth, 2011, pages 4 through 5 and pages 16 through 17. Is it bad to bring my mobile phone to church? Merely having a phone in your possession at church isn't bad in and of itself, but there aren't many reasons to use it there, looking up scriptures in class perhaps, and well, that's about it. If for whatever reason you can't leave it at home or in the car, turn it off and put it someplace where it will not tempt or distract you at church. This is the time set aside for your worship. Both you and those you communicate with should understand and respect this fact. In addition, using your phone in church can distract others. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said, "During sacrament meeting, and especially during the sacrament service, we should concentrate on worship and refrain from all other activities, especially from behavior that could interfere with the worship of others. Young people, it is not a time for whispered conversations on cell phones or for texting persons at other locations." Sacrament Meeting and the Sacrament, end sign, November 2008, pages 18 through 19. End of the article, to the point.